got there, the chocolate pan.
Malcolm, I heard Devin on the radio yesterday. He said you're a guy from a small school with a big chip on his shoulder. Do you feel the same way? Is that how you go out every week?
Of course, you know, everyone should feel that way. But, yeah, that's just how I play. That's just how I am.
Do you still feel as though you have to prove yourself?
Each and every week. You know, you just got to keep going. You can't satisfy. You got to keep going.
Do you evaluate, though, like after a game, like what you did last week? Say, do you evaluate yourself after a game, like, oh, I held my own against X, Y, Z?
Yeah, I did okay. I did a pretty good job, but, you know, I always look forward to do better.
How much have you seen Taylor improve since week one? He had the three picks against you guys, also had the three touchdowns. But, you know, since then, how much have you seen in his improvement going through receivers and being accurate and whatnot?
Big improvement. I think his completion percentage is like 70, something like that. Big improvement. Time to quarterback and move around out the pocket, stay in play. So just got to do our job.
Hey, Malcolm, what about I think you played these guys about 9 weeks ago. Just over the course of that time, what about the improvement in you? What have you seen in yourself? And maybe, I don't know if your demeanor's changed or?
You know, just going out there and play. My phone.
Do you feel like you're better now than 9 weeks ago?
Most definitely. You know, if I was at my peak week one, that wouldn't be a good idea. That wouldn't be a good thing. So, you know, I'm gradually getting better every week. As a whole unit, our secondary, so, you know, we're just taking it one step at a time.
Where do you see the improvement?
Communication, you know, just playing smart football.
Mm-hmm. How much did that win against the Giants mean to your defensive squad, like grinding it out and stuff?
Tough defense. You know, we played 60 minutes. You know, we never took ourselves out of the game, you know, thinking that we didn't have a chance. We just believed in each other and kept fighting every down.
How important is it to play a play completely through, like, i.e., when you're grabbing the ball and ripping it out on the touchdown play with Odell, like, to not give up on a play, especially to do that?
I mean, you got to finish your plays. You know, if I wouldn't did that, you know, he probably would have caught it or whatever. But, you know, that's just what I do. I finish plays and like everyone else should. So, you know, just ready to move on.
Seems like that's a big part of your technique, though. Seems like a lot of times, anytime a guy gets his hand on the ball, you dig in there, you know, a lot. That's something that you really concentrate on and digging in and trying to do that guy gets his hand on the ball.
Yeah, just make sure the receiver is doing everything fundamentally sound. And, you know, that's just what I do anyway. And, you know, it pays off sometimes. Sometimes it don't.
Do you have to recharge your batteries psychologically when you're going up against Beckham and now you're going up against Watkins and you had Antonio Brown? Is that something?
You got to be able to stop and start. You know, it's not going to get easy in this league. You know, you got a task every weekend. You know, you can't overlook anybody in this league. So, you know, I'll be ready to go whenever.